Paris is an expensive city. Housing there is especially prohibitive. Two groups in particular have a hard time finding a place they can afford. Students often can't afford the high rents, and seniors have a hard time remaining in a place on their own. So Paris is matching students and seniors. Here's the deal. The student gets a free room in a senior's apartment in exchange for helping around the house. Geneviève Auger has more.
Bonjour, madame.
Madame Morlot.
Enchantée.
Morissette Borloo is an elegant woman of 83. She's been walking with a cane since a fall last month, but that doesn't stop her from putting on her pearls to welcome visitors.
Je me mets sur le canapé? D'accord.
Borloo has been mostly living alone in her three-bedroom Paris apartment since her husband died 28 years ago. Last fall, Lorraine Bourret moved in. Borloo says things are working out well.
Ça se passe très bien.
It's going very well. We are very comfortable with one another. She's well brought up. She keeps her room tidy. There's no problem at all. We often chat when she comes home in the evening. It's pleasant.
Borloo has three grown children, grandchildren, and even a few great-grandchildren. She points out family photos on her coffee table. She says her youngest son told her about the intergenerational roommates program and encouraged her to participate. He was concerned about her being on her own during the night.
This is Madame Borloo's apartment, and I only go there if she needs help.
Borloo's 21-year-old roommate takes me on a guided tour of the vast apartment. She lives here for free in a city where studio apartments can go for about $1,000 a month.
I imagine myself living with my grandmother. I mean, she's a really easygoing person, so I was ready to go for it. But I knew that maybe it could go wrong. There was a risk. Because after high school, when I left my parents' home, I didn't have to say where I was going, when I was going to come back. So I had to get used to it again.
Officially, students commit to staying at home 6 evenings a week and every night. But there is some wiggle room. For example, whenever Mrs. Borloo hosts a dinner party, Bourret gets the night off.
Guyane
d'Artigonave has the delicate task of pairing up the seniors with the students. She works for a Catholic organization whose name roughly translates as two generations together. The group matched about 200 roommate pairs for this academic year. D'Artigonave says it doesn't always work.
Il est sûr que le senior doit être tout à fait prêt psychologiquement à accepter une étudiante.
The senior has to be psychologically ready to welcome a student into their home. A lot of the times, grown children encourage their elderly parents to participate. But the senior has to be completely on board. If they do it only to please their kids, it falls apart.
D'Artigonave says her group sometimes has to intervene to resolve minor conflicts, but it's rare for a student to be removed or reassigned. She says it happened in one case when an elderly woman's health deteriorated to the point where it became too much for the student to handle. D'Artigonave says the students are there to help out, not there to act as home help aides.
Here we share the bottles. Depends, sometimes I put some stuff here and she puts...
Lorraine shows me the kitchen and fridge she shares with Mrs. Borloo. She says that this opportunity came at a perfect time. Her parents couldn't help her out financially this year because her younger sister is starting college.
I would recommend this, but I have to say that I am lucky with this person because she's got a lot of other persons who take care of her, so I'm not alone with her. Yeah, for 1 year, it's a really great experiment.
But next year, Lorraine hopes to try another living arrangement with one or two carefully chosen roommates of her own age. For The World, this is Geneviève Auger in Paris.